January 21st. Psalms 21, 31, 51, 81, 111, 141. Proverbs 21. Old Testament, Joshua 5, 1-7-15. New Testament, Luke 15, 1-32. Psalms 21. When the King rejoices in your strength, Lord. How greatly he rejoices in your Yeshua. To you have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. 3. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of fine gold on his head. 4. He asked life of you, you gave it to him. Even length of days forever and ever. 5. His glory is great in your salvation. You lay honor and majesty on him. 6. For you make him most blessed forever. You make him glad with joy in your presence. 7. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the loving kindness of Heliam. He shall not be moved. 8. Your hand will find out all of your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. 9. You will make them as a fiery furnace in the time of your anger. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath. The fire shall devour them. 10. You will destroy their descendants from the Eretz. Their posterity from among the children of men. 11. For they intended evil against you. They plotted evil against you which cannot succeed. 12. For you will make them turn their back. When you aim drawn bows at their face. 13. Be exalted, Lord, in your strength. So we will sing and praise your power. Psalms 51. 1. Have mercy on me, God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. 2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. 3. For I know my transgressions. My sin is constantly before me. 4. Against you, and you only, have I sinned. And done that which is evil in your sight. That you may be proved right when you speak. And justified when you judge. 5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. 6. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. 7. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. 8. Let me hear joy and gladness. That the bones which you have broken may rejoice. 9. Hide your face from my sins. And blot out all of my iniquities. 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. 11. Don't throw me from your presence. And don't take your Holy Spirit from me. 12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with a willing spirit. 13. Then I will teach transgressors your ways. Sinners shall be converted to you. 14. Deliver me from blood guiltiness. O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. 15. Lord, open my lips. My mouth shall declare your praise. 16. For you don't delight in sacrifice, or else I would give it. You have no pleasure in burnt offering. 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. 18. Dwell in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Yerushalayim. 19. Then will you delight in the sacrifices of righteousness. In burnt offerings and in whole burnt offerings. Then they will offer bulls on your altar. Psalms 81. 1. Sing aloud to God, our strength. Make a joyful noise to the God of Yaakov. 2. Raise a song, and bring here the tambourine. The pleasant lyre with a harp. 3. Blow the shofar at the new moon. At the full moon, on our feast day. 4. For it is a statute for Yisrael. An ordinance of the God of Yaakov. 5. He appointed it in Yosef for a testimony. When he went out over the land of Mitzrayim. I heard a language that I didn't know. 6. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. 7. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Selah. 8. Hear, my people, and I will testify to you. Yisrael, if you would listen to me. 9. There shall be no strange god in you. Neither shall you worship any foreign god. 10. I am the Lord, your God. Who brought you up out of the land of Mitzrayim? Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. 11 But my people didn't listen to my voice. Yisrael desired none of me. 12 So I let them go after the stubbornness of their hearts, that they might walk in their own counsels. 13 Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Yisrael would walk in my ways. 14 I would soon subdue their enemies, and turn my hand against their adversaries. 15 The haters of the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. 16 But he would have also fed them with the finest of the wheat. I will satisfy you with honey out of the rock. Psalms 111. 1 Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the council of the upright, and in the congregation. 2 The works of the Lord are great, pondered by all those who delight in them. 3 His work is honor and majesty. His righteousness endures forever. 4 He has caused his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. 5 He has given food to those who fear him. He always remembers his covenant. 6 He has shown his people the power of his works, in giving them the heritage of the nations. 7 The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. 8 They are established forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. 9 He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. His name is holy and awesome. 10 The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who do his work have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Psalms 141. 1 Lord, I have called on you. Come to me quickly. Listen to my voice when I call to you. 2 Let my prayer be set before you like incense, the lifting up of my hands like the evening sacrifice. 3 Set a watch, Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. 4 Don't incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice deeds of wickedness with men who work iniquity. Don't let me eat of their delicacies. 5 Let the righteous strike me, it is kindness. Let him reprove me, it is like oil on the head. Don't let my head refuse it. Yet my prayer is always against evil deeds. 6 Their judges are thrown down by the sides of the rock. They will hear my words, for they are well spoken. 7 Is when one plows and breaks up the arets. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of Sheol. 8 For my eyes are on you, Lord, the Lord. In you, take refuge. Don't leave my soul destitute. 9 Keep me from the snare which they have laid for me, from the traps of the workers of iniquity. 10 Let the wicked fall together into their own nets, while I pass by. Proverbs 21. 1 The king's heart is in the Lord's hand like the watercourses. He turns it wherever he desires. 2 Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. 3 To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. 4 A high look and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, is sin. 5 The plans of the diligent surely lead to profit, and everyone who is hasty surely rushes to poverty. 6 Getting treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor for those who seek death. 7 The violence of the wicked will drive them away, because they refuse to do what is right. 8 The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. 9 It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than to share a house with a contentious woman. 10 The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no mercy in his eyes. 11 When the mocker is punished, the simple gains wisdom. When the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. 12 The righteous one considers the house of the wicked, and brings the wicked to ruin. 13 Whoever stops his ears at the cry of the poor, he will also cry out, but shall not be heard. 14 A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe in the cloak, strong wrath. 15 It is joy to the righteous to do justice, but it is a destruction to the workers of iniquity. 16 The man who wanders out of the way of understanding shall rest in the assembly of the dead. 17 He who loves pleasure shall be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil shall not be rich. 18 The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, the treacherous for the upright. 19 It is better to dwell in a desert land than with a contentious and fretful woman. 20 There is precious treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man swallows it up. 21 He who follows after righteousness and kindness finds life, righteousness, and honor. 22 A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the strength of its confidence. 23 Whoever guards his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. 24 The proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name. He works in the arrogance of pride. 25 The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. 26 There are those who covet greedily all the day long, but the righteous gives and doesn't withhold. 27 The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more, when he brings it with a wicked mind? 28 A false witness will perish, and a man who listens speaks to eternity. 29 A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his ways. 30 There is no wisdom nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. 31 The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory is with the Lord. Old Testament, Joshua 5:1-7:15. 5:1 It happened, when all the kings of the Amori, who were beyond the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanim, who were by the sea, heard how that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel, until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. 2 At that time the Lord said to Yehoshua, Make you flint knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. 3 Yehoshua made himself flint knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of Aralot. 4 This is the cause why Yehoshua did circumcise all the people who came forth out of Mitzrayim, who were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way, after they came forth out of Mitzrayim. 5 For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Mitzrayim, they had not circumcised. 6 For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, until all the nation, even the men of war who came forth out of Mitzrayim, were consumed, because they didn't listen to the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord swore that he wouldn't let them see the land which the Lord swore to their fathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. 7 Their children, whom he raised up in their place, them did Yehoshua circumcise, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. 8 It happened, when they had done circumcising all the nation, that they abode in their places in the camp, until they were whole. 9 The Lord said to Yehoshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Mitzrayim from off you. Therefore the name of that place was called Gilgal, to this day. 10 The children of Israel encamped in Gilgal, and they kept the Pesach on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. 11 They ate of the produce of the land on the next day after the Pesach, unleavened cakes and parched grain, in the same day. 12 The manna ceased on the next day, after they had eaten of the produce of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. 13 It happened, when Yehoshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and, behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand, and Yehoshua went to him, and said to him, Are you for us, or for our adversaries? 14 He said, No, but, as, Prince of the host of the Lord am I now come. Yehoshua fell on his face to the Eretz, and did worship, and said to him, What says my Lord to his servant? 15 The prince of the Lord's host said to Yehoshua, Put off your shoe from off your foot, for the place whereon you stand is holy. Yehoshua did so. 6:1 Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the children of Israel, none went out, and none came in. 2 The Lord said to Yehoshua, Behold, I have given into your hand Jericho, and the king of it, and the mighty men of valor. 3 You shall compass the city, all the men of war, going about the city once. Thus shall you do 6 days. 4:7 Kohanim shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark, and the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the Kohanim shall blow the trumpets. 5 It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the shofar, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him. 6 Yehoshua the son of Nun called the Kohanim, and said to them, Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 Kohanim bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. 7 They said to the people, Pass on, and compass the city, and let the armed men pass on before the Ark of the Lord. 8 It was so, that when Yehoshua had spoken to the people, The seven Kohanim bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord passed on, and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. 9 The armed men went before the Kohanim who blew the trumpets, and the rearward went after the ark, the Kohanim, blowing the trumpets as they went. 10 Yahashua commanded the people, saying, You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall you shout. 11 So he caused the ark of the Lord to compass the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp, and lodged in the camp. 12 Yahashua rose early in the morning, and the Kohanim took up the ark of the Lord. 13 The seven Kohanim bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually, and blew the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, and the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the Kohanim, blowing the trumpets as they went. 14 The second day they compassed the city once, and returned into the camp, so they did 6 days. 15 It happened on the seventh day, that they rose early at the dawning of the day, and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times, only on the day they compassed the city 7 times. 16 It happened at the seventh time, when the Kohanim blew the trumpets, Yahashua said to the people, Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. 17 The city shall be devoted, even it and all that is therein, to the Lord. Only Rachab the prostitute shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. 18 But as for you, only keep yourselves from the devoted thing, lest when you have devoted it, you take of the devoted thing, so would you make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. 19 But all the silver, and gold, and vessels of brass and iron, are holy to the Lord, they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. 20 So the people shouted, and, the Kohanim, blew the trumpets, and it happened, when the people heard the sound of the shofar, that the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. 21 They utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, both young and old, and ox, and sheep, and donkey, with the edge of the sword. 22 Yahashua said to the two men who had spied out the land, Go into the prostitute's house, and bring out there the woman, and all that she has, as you swore to her. 23 The young men the spies went in, and brought out Rachab, and her father, and her mother, and her brothers, and all that she had, all her relatives also they brought out, and they set them outside of the camp of Israel. 24 They burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver, and the gold, and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. 25 But Rachab the prostitute, and her father's household, and all that she had, did Yahashua save alive, and she lived in the midst of Israel to this day, because she hid the messengers, whom Yahashua sent to spy out Jericho. 26 Yahashua charged them with an oath at that time, saying, Cursed be the man before the Lord, that rises up and builds this city Jericho, with the loss of his firstborn shall he lay the foundation of it, and with the loss of his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. 27 So the Lord was with Yahashua, and his fame was in all the land. 7-1 But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the devoted thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zavdi, the son of Zerch, of the tribe of Yehuda, took of the devoted thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. 2 Yahashua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beit Avon, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and spy out the land. The men went up and spied out Ai. 3 They returned to Yahashua, and said to him, Don't let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and strike Ai, don't make all the people to toil there, for they are but few. 4 So there went up there of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. 5 The men of Ai struck of them about 36 men, and they chased them from before the gate even to Shevarim, and struck them at the descent, and the hearts of the people melted, and became as water. 6 Yahashua tore his clothes, and fell to the dirt on his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening, he and the Zachanim of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. 7 Yahashua said, Alas, Lord God, why have you at all brought this people over the Jordan, to deliver us into the hand of the Amori, to cause us to perish? Would that we had been content and lived beyond the Jordan. 8 O Lord, what shall I say, after that Israel has turned their backs before their enemies? 9 For the Kohanim and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it, and will compass us round, and cut off our name from the Eretz, and what will you do for your great name? 10 The Lord said to Yahashua, Get you up, why are you thus fallen on your face? 11 Israel has sinned, yes, they have even transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, yes, they have even taken of the devoted thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also, and they have even put it among their own stuff. 12 Therefore the children of Israel can't stand before their enemies, they turn their backs before their enemies, because they are become accursed, I will not be with you any more, except you destroy the devoted thing from among you. 13 Up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, there is a devoted thing in the midst of you, Israel, you cannot stand before your enemies, until you take away the devoted thing from among you. 14 In the morning therefore you shall be brought near by your tribes, and it shall be, that the tribe which the Lord takes shall come near by families, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come near by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come near man by man. 15 It shall be, that he who is taken with the devoted thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done folly in Israel. New Testament, Luke 15:1-32. 15:1 Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming close to him to hear him. 2 The Perushim and the Sofer murmured, saying, this man welcomes sinners, and eats with them. 3 He told them this parable. 4 Which of you men, if you had 100 sheep and lost one of them, wouldn't leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after the one that was lost, until he found it? 5 When he has found it, he carries it on his shoulders, rejoicing. 6 When he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. 7 I tell you that even so there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents, than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. 8 Or what woman, if she had 10 drachma coins, if she lost one drachma, wouldn't light a lamp, sweep the house, and seek diligently until she found it? 9 When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the drachma which I had lost. 10 Even so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner repenting. 11 He said, a certain man had 2 sons. 12 The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me my share of your property. He divided his living to them. 13 Not many days after, the younger son gathered all of this together and took his journey into a far country. There he wasted his property with riotous living. 14 When he had spent all of it, there arose a severe famine in that country, and he began to be in need. 15 He went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed pigs. 16 He wanted to fill his belly with the husks that the pigs ate, but no one gave him any. 17 But when he came to himself he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I'm dying with hunger. 18 I will get up and go to my father, and will tell him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight. 19 I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. 20 He arose, and came to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him, and was moved with compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. 21 The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight. I am no more worthy to be called your son. 22 But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe, and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. 23 Bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat, and celebrate. 24 For this, my son, was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. They began to be merry. 25 Now his elder son was in the field. As he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. 26 He called one of the servants to him, and asked what was going on. 27 He said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him safe and sound. 28 But he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore his father came out, and begged him. 29 But he answered his father, behold, these many years I served you, and I never disobeyed a mitzvah of yours, and you never gave me a goat, that I might celebrate with my friends. 30 But when this, your son, came, who has devoured your living with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. 31 He said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. 32 But it was appropriate to celebrate and be glad, for this, your brother, was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found.